This podcast replay is brought to you by baptisthealth.net/ortho. You don't need to be a professional athlete to go where the pros go. The doctors at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care can see you now. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to request an appointment and get yourself back in the game.
Not unloading Tyler Hero was... XJ, nobody wanted his ass. See, you're the unrealistic fan. They wanted to unload his ass. Nobody wanted him. So you're going to have to give him away. You're going to have to tag a first rounder with him. Can't do that, bro. You can't keep giving away picks. Do not pick on the front. Pick on them for drafting him. Pick on them for giving him a long-term contract if you want. Don't blame them for not being able to trade him. Who the hell wants Tyler Hero, bro? The only people that wanted Tyler Hero are some of the people on the beat that kept selling this bullshit about Tyler and making excuses for them, or the Heat themselves, or some of you sucker fans that keep waiting for him to turn some corner that there's never happening. Like, bro, the bubble was 4 years ago. Enough already. Like, how many more times? So that's on you, dude. That's not on them. Blame CJ. Blame them for the extension. Okay? And now it's really turned out to be that it's really not a good draft pick anymore. Really, it's not. It's not. He's got talent, but he's got no toughness, no consistency, no availability. So, no reliability. So, you know what I mean? I disagree with you wholeheartedly. You're looking at it wrong. If anything, you can say, yeah, that didn't end up in hindsight now. Not a good draft pick and a terrible contract. That's how you got to view it. That's the way Tyler Hero is viewed. Not a good draft pick and a terrible contract. Okay, not a bust, because he's not a bust because he can play, but because he's not available and he's always injured, not a good draft pick. And the contract, oh my God, the contract's a cancer. That's how you do it. Don't blame him for trading. You needed some stupid team, really stupid team, to want to give up anything. Just a second rounder to acquire that salary. You wouldn't even get a second rounder to acquire that salary, because how do you get something and bring somebody on that's just absolutely unreliable? And that's what it should be on the back of his jersey, is Tyler Unreliable. That should be the name on the back of his jersey. Not Hero, Unreliable. So look at it that way. Blame the team. Look at it and say, because at that moment, we can't say it was a bad pick. We have to say, in hindsight now, the draft pick ain't shit, because you really don't. And then the contract is a joke, an absolute joke.